Hello, favorites. I am a business mistress, Alarinda, and I'm a mistress because I cheated. Yep, I cheated on my husband. I cheated on my health. I cheated on my friends and my families and my employers, and I cheated with almost on everything I know and love with my desire to build a business. That's what I cheated with. I cheated with my desire to build a business. I come from humble beginnings, a faithful family of preachers and farmers, and we're not strangers to faith or service. And my goal here today is to serve you with a tool or tactic or strategy to grow your business, especially a micro business. And we all know that the Small Business Administration defines a micro business as having less than 10 employees. And micro business makes up the biggest number of business owners that we have in America. There's more of us, more small businesses than there are large, big businesses. I do have an undergraduate degree in information technology, and I was a software developer for a Fortune 500 company for years, and I have a business degree in business, a master's degree in business, and I'm a certified project manager, and you know what? All of that taught me diddly squat about creating wealth. I have learned more in the past 12 months from two millionaires than all of that college combined. I really have. College is designed for what it's designed for, which is to create a knowledgeable workforce. Well, if my desire is to create a business, that's just not what that helped me do. Okay? I've spent the last 10 years perfecting and searching for the perfect business model that would support my health, support my faith, and support my family. I really do believe that network marketing is that industry. It is that business model that allows me to support my health, my faith, and my family without compromising anything whatsoever. And Vita Divina, that is the company that I am really loving to do that in the network marketing industry. And you can learn more about Vita Divina's incredible line of organic health and personal care products at VitaDivina.com. That's V as in Victor, I-D like David, A-D-I-V like Victor, I-N-A.com, VitaDivina.com. Our CEO, Mr. Armand Puyo, is an anointed visionary that leads with the love of a people with a heart towards God. I really have a lot of respect for that man. I am a member of Team Favor, and Team Favor is a concept, and it is a way of doing business that is loving, collaborative, and strategic. I like to call them favorites. We're the favorites. Okay, so let's get started with today's topic. Today, we're going to talk about strategize or agonize. Last week we talked about organize or agonize, which was talking about the importance of organizing systems for communication and gathering and retrieving information that your business requires. Today, let's talk about strategy. Okay. Facebook advertising is a marketing tactic. It is not a marketing strategy. doing opportunity calls, attending these trainings, getting little tidbits, doing opportunity meetings. All of that is marketing tactics, not marketing strategy. Okay, the goal is for us to have business practices that are documented, measurable, and repeatable. Network marketing is a business model that you can document, measure, and repeat. In fact, in network marketing, if you do that well enough, you create true generational wealth and true residual income. You can duplicate your efforts. You can residualize your income. You can analyze your operations. That is the point we want to talk about more about today. You need to know your numbers. How much does it cost to recruit a prospect? How much does it cost to acquire a customer, to retain a team member? How is your business really doing? And now is a good time to think about those kinds of things when you're not so rushed to do it or when you have a problem and you're trying to figure out what happened. Know your numbers. You don't know how much advertising you can afford if you don't know what things are costing you or how much it costs to get a customer. How much do you have to spend to get a new customer? What activities do you have to do to get a new customer? What do you say? Where you go? All of those things. That is a part of the tactics you do use to create that supports your strategy. If you have no idea how much money that you can spend for advertising, I recommend that you just start advertising with Facebook. Start with as little as a dollar a day to a target audience. If you don't know who your target audience is, guess. Guess who they are and keep guessing until you gather more data and prove that they are indeed your audience, or you prove that they are not your audience. You basically have to start so you can finish. I have a business coach that says that any day that you are not advertising is a day that you are not open for business. Think about this. Vita Vivina is a network marketing direct sales organization. They own their manufacturing company. So what if your big strategy is that one day I'm going to launch a line of products and I'm going to be the next Mary Kay, or I'm going to be the next whatever brand, insert your brand, Nike, whatever it is. This means that with them owning their own manufacturing division, with them being the manufacturer, that means that we have direct access to a domestic manufacturer. If you ever decide to do your own product or white label your own brand, this is actually a company that you may be able to learn from or do business with your own products, okay? Think about this. Direct selling is a $34 billion with a B, $34 billion dollar retail channel, direct selling. That's people and companies like that are mostly network marketing companies. They're called direct selling companies. There are 18 million salespeople in those direct selling companies. Okay, think about it. That is a lot of people doing direct sales. Online selling is a $300 billion retail channel. 300 billion, B with a B, retail channel. Why wouldn't a part of your business strategy as a person who is thinking about creating generational wealth for your family, why wouldn't you have a strategy, or what if your strategy is to learn the direct sales industry and also sell in an online retail channel? Do direct selling as a retail channel that is face-to-face and person-to-person, and also use online selling as a retail channel. Amazon is bigger than Walmart, and they have 80 million plus people browsing their 183 million products every single month. For me, that is a strategy. I absolutely want to have products, our own products, if possible. My family does own a Vita Divina franchise, but we want our own product on that online selling retail channel, as well as having products in direct selling. Now, how you gather information about your market to be able to serve them better? Marketing is the tools and tactics and techniques and messages that you use to gather information about your market to meet their needs. You want to meet the needs that they're demanding for the product or service that you are selling. Marketing is messaging. It is different than advertising. Advertising is buying a marketing channel, which means a way to get your message in front of people, whether that way is on the internet or by newspaper or radio or you are passing out flyers. That is advertising. The actual buying or doing of the activity is advertising. I call it awareness. That is what you're doing. You're making people aware that you're available. You're making people aware that you have a product. You're making them aware that you have a service. What that awareness tells them to do is the marketing, the information that you're able to gather from that advertising activity. So marketing is not giving information. Marketing is gathering information. Advertising is passing out information or making people aware that you have a product or a service to sell. My point really is strategy, not just tactics, but strategy. Where are you headed? What are you doing? How are you doing right now? What is your next step? If you don't know, then at least be thinking about why don't I know and what can I do to know, because you want to be able to measure what you are doing so you'll know if what you're doing is working or not. You can't make great decisions if you don't have a strategy that you are documenting and measuring. And my friends, when you find something that works, do it over and over and over again until you figure out that it doesn't work, or until you teach other people on your team to do it and you no longer have to do it and you still get residual income from it. But, of course, if you're doing something that you really love, you may just keep doing it because you just really love it. Isn't that kind of the fun part about thinking about doing a business that you're really into? So that is basically what I have for you today. And I hope you've heard something that is an idea worth sharing. And if you share it with no one else, maybe you will share it with yourself again by listening to it again and just thinking about it. Sometimes thinking is the most important thing you do all day long. So if you're a team favorite member, you can have this recording absolutely free in our Facebook group on Facebook. To get to our Facebook group, you can go to teamfavor.org, TEAMFAVOR.org, and that will take you to our Facebook group. And there's also a place where you can leave us a voicemail or comments or a question if you have about anything that we said today or anything else for that matter. You can also call our team line. Our team line is 919-825-0295. And on the team line, you can hear samples of many different marketing tactics that our team uses to automate the marketing. An automated way for people on demand without us being there or bugging them at all to listen to our opportunity call, to get a free gift, to get on our mailing list. So these are automated ways that your tactics, that your marketing can be automated so that every single time you touch someone, you don't have to be there physically. Okay, favorites, until next time, this is Alorinda. May your valley be lifted, and your mountain moved, and your life be divine by design. Have your best day.